诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray first.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你带领我们在主面前来歌颂敬拜你。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for leading us to be in front of you, to before you, to praise you and worship you.
我们也为着要领受主你的话语，献上感谢。
We also praise you for the words that we're about to receive.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有人说，这个世界对我们而言，好像是牡蛎或是生蚝，但是我们的责任就是去寻找到，在牡蛎里面的珍珠。
Someone once said that the world is like an oyster, and our job is to search the pearl inside the oyster.
我们生活在这个世界上，应当去寻找人生宝贵的东西。
It means that the mission of life is to search for the precious things in the world.
我们应当去寻找到宝贵的人生的意义。
We should search for the important meaning of our life.
我们要活出一个有意义的人生。
We should live out a meaningful life too.
我们在繁忙的生活当中，怎么样去活出意义的人生呢？
But how could we achieve it in this troublesome world?
腓立比书第三章第一到第八节记载使徒保罗一生宝贵的经验。
In Philippians 3:1-8, it describes the precious life experience that Paul had.
使徒保罗来分享他个人的身世的背景。
He shared with us what he has been through.
腓立比书第三章第五节说，我出生满一星期就受割礼，我生来就是以色列人，属于便雅悯之族，是血统纯粹的希伯来人，就遵守犹太教规，这一点说我属于法律赛派。
In Philippians 3:5 it says, circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee.
使徒保罗是一个正统血统纯粹的犹太人或是以色列人。
Paul is biologically a pure Jewish, or you could say an Israelite.
但是在神的选民当中，并且他也是法利赛人。
He is the chosen people, and furthermore, he is also a Pharisee.
他也是当时犹太教界里面的领袖之一。
He is a Jewish religious leader.
他狂热于犹太教。
He is enthusiastic about his religion.
腓立比书第三章第六节这么说，就热心说，我曾经迫害过教会，所以如果遵守摩西法律，就算义的话，我并没有什么可以指责的地方。
That's why he's saying in Philippians 3:6,As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for the righteousness based on the law, faultless.
使徒保罗见证他在还没有认识耶稣基督之前，他出自很好的家庭的背景，他身为以色列人，他出身名门，属于便雅悯支族的人。
What disciple Paul meant to say is that he came from a very good family background. He is of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他也受过很好的教育。
He also received good education.
使徒行传22章第三节说，我是犹太人，出生在基利家的大树，却在耶路撒冷长大，受教于加玛列门下。接受过祖先一切法律的严格训练，热心侍奉上帝。
In Acts 22:3, he said, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, But brought up in this city, I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as many of you are today.
保罗当时受过最好的教育。
Paul received the best education.
他在犹太社会里面也是一位领导人物。
He is a leader in the Jewish society.
他热心于宗教理念，他迫害跟随耶稣基督的人。
He was loyal to his religion belief, and he persecuted those who followed Jesus Christ.
当他遇见了耶稣基督之后，他的人生改变了。
But his life changed completely after he knew about Jesus Christ.
回顾过去的人生，保罗以为他在神面前是一位无可指责的人。
When he looked back to what the life he had before, he thought that he had a great life. He was proud and satisfied for what he has achieved.
他对人生很满意，很满足他在各方面的这些成就，在腓立比书第三章第七节说，但是从前我认为有益的那一切，现在为了基督的缘故都当作亏损的，不止这样，我更以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，把万事都当作亏损的，为要赢得基督。
But all changed as he knew about Jesus Christ, as describing Philippians 3:7-8. But whatever were gain to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
我们这次使徒保罗所分享他在耶稣基督里面前后的不同，来共同领受神的话。
Let's learn about God's words in what disciple Paul shared before and after he knew about Jesus Christ.
第一，追求世界的应许。
The message one is search for the worldly promise.
耶稣教导门徒们怎样祷告的时候，其中的一项，耶稣教导门徒及我们向神来祈求。
Jesus taught us how to pray, and this is how he taught us.
马太福音第六章十一节说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
In Matthew 6:11, it says, give us today our daily bread.
耶稣教导我们为每天生活的需要向神祈求。
Jesus asks us to pray for what we need daily, to ask God to provide.
神关心我们生活上的需要。
God cares about us and he gives us what we need on a daily life.
我们每天尽我们的能力去做神所交托我们个人不同的工作。
So all we need to do is to do our best to achieve what God has planned for us to do on a daily basis.
约翰福音第五章十七节说，耶稣对他们说，我父亲一直在工作，我也该照样工作。
In John 5:17, Jesus said to them, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
意思说神之创造的工作也一直的在进行。
God continued to create. Through his Holy Spirit, God also continued to work.
神借着他的圣灵也一直的在工作。
God is working through the Holy Spirit all the time.
耶稣到世界上来也一直的工作，为要完成对人类救赎的工作。
Jesus did the same. He kept working in his life to fulfill his mission of human salvation.
今天耶稣基督救赎的工作也借着圣灵的做工，以及所有神的儿女们的参与，继续不断的在完成。
Even until today, the work of salvation is continuing carrying on through the work of the Holy Spirit and through God's children continuously.
耶稣说神一直的在工作，他也在工作，这也告诉我们一件很重要的事，就是工作神圣。
Jesus said that God is always working, so is he. The key message here is that working is sacred.
我们每天也应当尽我们的本分去做神所交托我们的事。
We need to do our best to work on what God's plans for us.
使徒保罗在分享他的见证中告诉我们他出自很好的家庭背景。
Paul indicated to us that he came from a very good family background.
他努力上进，他接受最好的教育，经过严格的训练，他能够吃苦耐劳，因此获得的很大的成就和社会上重要的地位。
But he still worked hard. He worked on his education. He worked through hard training. He worked... No,
that's it. 他非常的热心在宗教的信仰、宗教的理念上面。
By working hard, he accomplished well and earned his highest respectful social status. He also put a lot of effort into working onto his religious belief.
但是当他与耶稣基督相遇的时候，他发现到了他人生的方向走错了。
However, all changed once he met Jesus Christ. He realized that his efforts led to a wrong direction.
他本以为他是为神大发热心，替天行道，去捉拿那些信靠耶稣基督的人，下在监狱里面。
He thoughtthat everything he did before was acting in God's will, such as persecuting the people who believed in Jesus Christ and put them into jail.
如今他发现其实他是大大的违背神的心意。
And now he realized he completely acting in the opposite way.
他本来以为面对摩西的律法或是圣经里面神的话语，他是一位无可指责的人。
He thought he was blameless, faultless, considered, based on Moses' law.
腓立比书第三章第七节继续说，但是从前我认为有益的那一切，现在为了基督的缘故都当作亏损的。
In Philippians 3:7, but whatever were gain to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
在提摩太前书第一章十五节，使徒保罗甚至说，在罪人当中说我是罪魁。
He even said in First Timothy chapter 1:15, sinners of whom I am the worst.
使徒保罗在他的人生早期阶段当中的努力与成就，后来在耶稣基督里面，他发现他人生的方向走错。
This compared to what he tried to achieve at his early time was completely the opposite.
使徒保罗的见证提醒我们在人生的里面让我们思想我们的人生的努力追求是朝着神所喜悦的方向吗？
Paul's sharing can serve as some reminder in our life. Is our effort or pursuit for our life pleasing to God?
我们在人生中所热衷的事能够来第一在神的国度里面让人得着益处吗？
What we are enthusiastic about, can that be beneficial to others in God's kingdom?
我们能够为耶稣基督的缘故做一些有意义的事吗？
Can we do something meaningful in the name of Jesus Christ?
在马太福音第四章一到十一节里面记载耶稣基督受试探。
In Matthew chapter 4:1-11, it describes about Jesus' temptation.
耶稣在受洗之后受圣灵的引导到旷野地去受魔鬼的试探。
After he received baptism and stayed 40 days in the wilderness, he was led to the wilderness for the devil's temptation.
在马太第四章第三节说 魔鬼对耶稣说，你若是上帝的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头啊变成食物。
Firstly, the devil said to Jesus in Matthew 4:3, if you are the Son of God, tell the stones to become bread.
这个试探象征我们可能落入啊只为世上物质的追求与享受的试探。
It means that we might fall into the temptation of chasing solely material satisfaction in our world.
然后摩西，这个魔鬼在带耶稣到圣殿的顶上去。
Then the devil took Jesus to the top of the temple.
马太第十章第六节继续魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手拖着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Matthew 4:6, if you are the Son of God, he says, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
象征着魔鬼用虚荣来试探耶稣。
Devil is trying to lure Jesus with fame and reputation.
魔鬼要耶稣从圣殿最高之处跳下去而不受伤，这样的一个神迹其实可以来证明说他是神的儿子。
Through the miracle of Jesus jumping down from the highest point of the temple, it did not harm at all. It proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
魔鬼试探他他这么的说，如果这样的话，许多人可以来拥护他，来跟随他。
By doing so, the people will now learn about his reputation and come to follow him.
耶稣知道他自己是谁。
Jesus knows who he is.
他本有那一种的能力。
He has the power.
何必要靠神迹来证明呢？
He does not need a miracle to prove who he is.
耶稣这个试探提醒我们不可落入虚荣的试探。
The second temptation is to remind us not to fall into the pitfall of the fame and reputation.
在马太第十章第八到第九节最后魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上万国和万国的荣华都指示给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这些都赐给你。
The last temptation is in Matthew 4:8-9. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said,if you will bow down and worship me.
象征魔鬼以世上的权力来试探耶稣。
The devil is trying to lure Jesus with power and authority.
耶稣所经历的试探来提醒我们在世界上的生活不可以只落入在这个世界所提供给我们种种这些的应许。
All this temptation that Jesus went through serves as example for us to know that we should not chase the worldly satisfaction.
我们不可落入在这个世界的试探之追求物质上的拥有与享受。
We should not just chase for the material possession and enjoyment.
追求世界上的虚荣。
To look for the fame.
追求世上的权力。
Or to search for the power.
因此忘记了来信靠这一位创造宇宙万物的神。
By focusing only in this world, we forget to rely on our God, who is actually the creator of this universe.
我们活在世上最大的试探就是去信靠神所创造种种的这一切而放弃了对神的信仰。
The biggest temptation that we have,is to rely on what has been created, but lost sight to rely on the true creator.
马太福音第六章三十三节说，耶稣说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
In Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
使徒保罗起先来追求这个世界的一切 直到他遇到耶稣基督之后，他对他的人生观完全的改变了。
What disciple Paul was searching for in his early life was exactly what the world is about. And then he changed his life goal once he met with Jesus Christ.
以前他认为是有益的那一切，现在都当作是亏损。
He said, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第三章八到九节说，不止这样，我更以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，将万事都当作亏损的，为要赢得基督完全跟他连结我把一切都当作垃圾丢弃了。
Further in Philippians 3:8-9, what is more, I consider everything a loss, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
奥古斯丁在他所写的《忏悔录》书里面，头第一句话来回应使徒保罗的见证。
In St. Augustine's confession, he began with a sentence that reflected to disciple Paul's witness.
他在他的忏悔录里面第一句话说，哦主啊，我们为你而受造，并且我们的心得不着安息，除非我们安息在你的里面。
The first sentence said, You have made us for yourself, O Lord.And our heart is restless until it rests in you.
奥古斯丁本来追求这个世上所有一切的享乐，最后在耶稣基督里面才真正的找到了满足与平安。
Augustine wanted to pursue worldly happiness, but at the end, it is only in Jesus Christ that he found the real satisfaction and peace.
第二，获得人生的至宝。
The second message today is receive the true preciousness in life.
使徒保罗在人生中最大的获得就是认识耶稣基督。
As disciple Paul said that his biggest gain in life is to know Jesus Christ.
他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
That is the most precious thing in his life.
因此他把世界上所有一切的获得有如当作垃圾丢弃了。
That's why he said he considered all the other things as garbage.
意思就是耶稣基督就是他完全的需要。
Jesus is all he needs.
有了耶稣基督一切都满足了。
Everything will be fine with Jesus Christ.
诗篇二十三篇第五节，诗人向神说：“你用油膏了我的头，使我福杯满溢。”
In Psalm 23:5b, the poet said to God, "You anoint my head with oil; my cup overflows."
在十五世纪，伊拉斯摩斯。就是文艺复兴时代一位圣经的学者他指出在拉丁文里面的圣经翻译使我福杯满溢这个拉丁文的圣经里面的翻译直译英文的意思这么说我的杯使我酒醉那是如何的喜悦
During the Renaissance period, a Bible scholar, Erasmus, he pointed out that what is said in the Latin Bible about my cup overflowed, it translates directly into English. It shall say, my cup like makes me drunk. How delightful it is.
伊拉斯摩斯的意思就是说那一些喝诗人之杯的酒的人将酒醉到完全忘我的境界漠不关心于财富家庭勋章奖金 啊、痛苦甚至生命的本身。
What he tried to say is those who drank wine of the summer's cup will be made drunk to the point of utter indifference. Indifference to richness, to family, to fame, to sex, to suffering, and to life itself.
以拉斯摩斯所说是、啊、沉醉在主里面，意思就是描写一个人与主的相遇，与主的连结，将使他经验到完全的满足与喜乐，是世上没有任何其他的事或是其他的人可以与之相比或是替代的。
The being drunk in the Lord, Erasmus described, is about the joy and the satisfaction that one can receive once encounter with the Lord.
这种的经验就好像使徒保罗、啊、在腓立比书第三章第九节他所分享的经验说，完全跟主，就是完全跟他连结，我把一切都当作垃圾丢弃了。
There is nothing else that can compare to or replace that experience. And this is what the experience Paul was talking about in Philippians 3 and 9. I consider that garbage that I may gain Christ.
使徒保罗认识耶稣基督是他人生的至宝，因为他将他的人生完全的信靠神的带领。
Paul believed that knowing Jesus is the most precious thing in life, since he has lived up his life to the Lord and relied completely in God's guidance.
他愿意完全地奉献他的一生为神所用。
He willingly devoted his life to be God's servant.
他不知道他的前途将如何，但是他完全地信靠神来引导他的人生。
He might not know where he's going, but he relied on God for everything.
今天主对我们的宝贵也是一样，我们不知道人生前面的路程、啊、将是如何，但是我们相信、啊、主将是慈爱对我们，好像牧者对我们一样，牧者在带领羊群，给予他们最安全、最好的保护，最丰富的供应一样，来对待我们。
God is precious to us in today's life. We might not know where we are going or what we will be facing, but we believe in God.We know that God is our shepherd. He will lead us and provide us the ultimate protection and the abundant supply.
一位基督徒作家 Tom Holman Jr. 分享他信心的体验。
Tom Holman Jr. is a Christian writer and he shared his experience about faith.
他这么说，如果在这一秒钟之前每一件事情都已经全部计算计划好了，你将永远不知道或是不能开始去了解信心。
Quote, If everything was all calculated and planned to the second, you never know or begin to understand faith.
信心就好像在人生的道路上，你永远不知道何时将出现转变方向，或是你的旅程将带你到哪里去。
Faith is much like life in that you never know what turns will appear in the road or where your journey will take you.
信心乃是说，不管路程如何，你我将信靠神。
Faith say that regardless of the path, I and you will trust God.
但不知道如何，你将从所遇到任何的情况当中走出来。
And somehow, as you engage in the situation, you will come out of it, unquote.
所以信心让我们在任何的情况当中，无论是顺境或是 逆境，我们相信神的带领，并且在信仰的旅程上，因此我们每天更加的与神的亲近。
Therefore, force and faith, regardless of the bad or good situation we are in, we always trust in God's plan, and in our everyday life, we are closer to God.
在约翰福音第四章，耶稣比喻啊，他是我们的好牧者。
Disciple John described in John 10 that God is our shepherd.
我们是他的羊。
We are his sheep.
我们在人生中由主作为我们的牧者来带领我们啊，这是我们最大的福气与最宝贵的事。
Having God guiding us always is the best and the ultimate precious blessing that we can receive in life.
约翰福音第四章27到29节，耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音，我认得他们，他们跟随我，我赐给他们永恒的生命，他们不至于死亡，无论谁都不能从我手中把他们夺走。那位把他们赐给我的父亲比一切都伟大，没有人能从我父亲手里把他们夺走。
In John 10:27-29, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to meis greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
耶稣在这段经文给我们的应许，没有人能够从神的手中把我们夺去。这个应许给我们人生一个最大的安全感。
Jesus gave us the ultimate safety that we need in our life.Because he gave us a promise that we can have in our life that no one can take us away from either him or the Lord.
今天或许在你现阶段的人生当中遇到一些特别的困难、危险或是威胁，你来到神的面前，借着祷告来仰望、信靠神，神必带领看顾你。
Maybe.You are facing specific difficulties, danger, or threats in life. Please, come to our Lord with prayer. Lift up your challenges to God, and then trust in Him. God will guide you and take care of you.
耶稣应许说，无论谁都不能从我手中把他们夺走。
Because Jesus said, no one can snatch them out of my hand.
使徒保罗在罗马书第八章35节见证，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体呢？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
That's why Paul said in Romans 8:35, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?Should trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
当然，使徒保罗的回答是，没有任何一件事能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
And Paul responded further in Romans 8:39 that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么使徒保罗来见证耶稣基督是他人生的至宝。
That is why Paul let us know that Jesus is the most precious thing in his life.
今天神也多么的来盼望我们每一个人都能够来获得人生的至宝，就是接受耶稣基督。
And today, God continuesWanting us to know that we should accept and believe in Jesus as our Savior.
最后，为了基督的缘故。
The third message today is for the sake of Jesus Christ.
当使徒保罗得着了人生的至宝耶稣基督之后，他为了耶稣基督的缘故尽力来宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Once disciple Paul believed in Jesus Christ, he did his best to spread the gospel for the sake of Jesus Christ.
保罗与侍奉主为主做见证这是我们从神所领受一个特别的福气。
Paul served God and he became his witness. And this is a blessing that we can also receive from God.
Mother Teresa 在1910年出生在南斯拉夫。
Mother Teresa was born in Yugoslavia in 1910.
父母是巴尔尼亚的人。
Her parents are Albanians.
她有一个姐姐，一个弟弟。
She has one elder sister and one younger brother.
当 Mother Teresa 18岁的时候，决心当修女。
When he was 18, he decided that he wanted to become a nun.
他将这件事情告诉他的母亲，他的父亲已经过世了。他的母亲认为，如果这是神的旨意，要呼召他去当修女，他也不反对。
He told his mother about her decision.And his dad, her dad passed away by then. Her mother did not object it. And she says, if it's God's calling, go ahead.
在那个时候，小他两岁的弟弟在阿尔巴尼亚的陆军里面当少尉。当他听到他的姐姐想要去当修女的时候，他感到非常的震惊。
Her brother's name is Lazar.He is 2 years younger than her, and he was serving as a lieutenant in Albanian army. When her younger brother heard about this, he was totally shocked.
当他的弟弟拉萨对这个玛丽特丽莎，他这么的说，你怎么可能呢？像你这样的小女孩要当修女，你知道你是在埋没你自己吗？
The brother said to her, How could you, a little girl like you, become a nun? Do you realize you are burying yourself?
他的回答甚至使他的弟弟更震惊。他说，你想，你当一个军官，来服侍200万的人民的国王，是那么的重要。好了。我在服侍这位全世界的王，我们哪一个人是对的？
So Mother Teresa responds in a more shocking way. She said, You think you are so important as an officer serving a king of 2 million subjects. Well, I am serving the king of the whole world. Which one of us is right?
如果我不做这个工作的话，我将永远不能够面对神。
I could never face God if I did not do His work.
罗马书第十二章一到第二节这么的说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In Romans 12, it says, Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.This is your true and proper worship.
使徒保罗劝我们说，因为神以慈悲怜悯来对待我们，他差遣他的独生子耶稣基督到世界上来，亲自为我们来献上他的身体，为世界上的人的罪钉在十字架上，替人赎罪。
Paul, let us know that.God has mercy on us. That's why he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to the world. And Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for our sin.
因此我们将我们自己的身体来献上，活活的在神的面前来服侍，来侍奉他。使徒保罗说，我们这样的做是理所当然的事。
Therefore, our response will be to offer ourselves to serve God, and Paul considered this doing a proper way of worshiping.
就像 Mother Teresa 说，她如果不献身来服侍神的话，她觉得她将永远不能够面对神。
As Mother Teresa's response, if she does not offer herself to serve God, she could never face God again.
并且她也觉得来侍奉这位全世界的王是我们人生最大的荣幸与福气。
And naturally, she considers serving the God of the world is the highest honor and blessing.
今天我们作为神的儿女，在神的面前的服事，乃是回应他在我们身上的爱。
We as God's children, we serve Him is to respond to the love that He has given to us.
主耶稣基督首先在十字架上自己为我们的罪来献上，来牺牲他的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He sacrificed Himself for our salvation.
因此他的爱来感动我们，我们为耶稣基督爱的缘故，也愿意甘心乐意将自己摆上，借着我们的爱神在爱人的上面。
His love touches us, so we will do the same in return to offer ourselves to love God and to love others.
在提到 Mother Teresa 在几十年前当伊索比亚患的干旱的灾难的时候，他的宣教慈善机构想要到伊索比亚去帮助。
Another story about Mother Teresa is some years ago when Ethiopia was facing the big drought. The missionaries of charity where Mother Teresa was serving at that time was planning to go to Ethiopia to help.
他在被允许之前，海儿塞拉斯皇帝，他们称皇帝，问他说，你要从我们的政府得着什么呢？
She had a conversation with the Ethiopia Emperor.Haile Selassie to get the permission to go. So the emperor asked her, what do you want from the government?
Mother Teresa 回答说，没有，我们只是来提供让我们的修女们来帮助那些最穷困之受苦的百姓。
Mother Teresa answered, nothing.I have only come to offer my sisters to work among the poorest suffering people.
那你们的修女将做什么呢？
The emperor continued to ask, what will your sister do?
我们给予那一些最穷困者当中最穷困的人全心对他们免费的服务。
And she answered, we give wholehearted free service to the poorest of the poor.
还要对他说，你具有什么资格呢？
And the emperor said, what qualification do you have?
他回答说，我们试着将最亲切的爱与同情带给那一些不被受欢迎不被爱的人。
And she answered, we try to bring tender love and compassion to the unwanted and the unloved.
还要说，我看到你跟你有很不同的做法，你想要对那些人传教，叫他们来信教吗？
And the emperor continued, I see you have a quite different approach. Do you preach to the people, try to convert them?
Mother Teresa 很好的一个回答说，我们爱心的工作向那些受苦的穷人显露神对他们的爱。
And she answered, our work of love reveals to the suffering poor the love of God for them.
海儿说，我听见你所做的善功，我很高兴你们来，是的，请你的修女到Ethiopia 来。
So the emperor answered, I have heard about the good work you do. I'm very happy you have come. Yes, that your sisters come to Ethiopia.
Mother Teresa 的事工让我们很感动。
We're all touched by Mother Teresa's work.
他们无论是在任何的地方，就是为了基督的缘故，去爱那一些被人忽略的一群，以基督无条件的爱去爱人。
Wherever they go, they are for the sake of Christ, and then to love the ignored ones, and to love them with Jesus' unconditional love.
盼望我们的心也得到启发，以耶稣基督在十字架上无条件牺牲的爱，去关心我们周遭所接触所有的人。
Therefore, let's also be inspired by this, that we will follow Jesus Christ to love and care about the people around us.
我们已经在神里面，在耶稣基督里得着他许多的恩典与祝福。
We have received much blessing and grace from our Lord.
今天为了基督的缘故，我们尽力来做一些有意义的事。
So today, let's do something for the sake of Christ, to serve in the church and to care for others in need.
参与在教会的侍奉里面。
That will serve in the church.
关心四周围我们所接触需要的人。
And it will care for the other people around us.
我们在人生追求意义。
What do we search in our life meaning?
我们追求这世上许多的应许。
We seem to search for the worldly promise.
我们感谢神赐给我们生活上的需要，但我们记住来信靠这一位赐给我们所有一切的这一位神。
God provides us what we need in our daily life. Let's return to believing Him for everything He does for us.
使徒保罗他以得着耶稣基督为他人生的至宝。
Disciple Paul shows that he has received the true preciousness in life, that is Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里，我们真正的找到了生命的意义。
It's only in Jesus Christ that we could realize what's the meaning of our life.
也不止如此，我们也愿意为了基督的缘故去爱周遭所有我们所接触这些需要中的人。
And furthermore, since we have received what we need in life, which is Jesus Christ, that's for the sake of Jesus Christ, try to care for those people who are in need.
为了爱基督的缘故，在人生当中做一些有意义的事。
For the sake of Jesus Christ, let's do something meaningful in our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在耶稣基督里来爱我们世人。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for loving us in Jesus Christ.
求主你的爱来感动我们，也让我们能够来活出你无条件牺牲的爱，在我们所接触的人当中。
Let our life be touched by your love, and that we'll be able to live up the unconditional love that you have demonstrated on us to the people around us.
因此我们的人生能够活出一个意义的人生。
So we could live up a meaningful life.
我们求主你也带领在我们当中，在暑假期间有许多人外出，无论到何处去，求主您保守他们出入平安。
We lift up our brothers and sisters who are traveling during the summertime. Please guide them and give them a peaceful journey.
在我们当中，有的人在身体上特别的需要，或者是在病痛当中，求主您亲自的保守医治，在每一个人的身上。
Among us, some of our brothers and sisters are suffering from physical illness. Please help them and guide them and release them.
在我们每天的生活当中，求主你让我们能够活出耶稣基督的生命。
And in our daily life, let us be able to live up as Jesus Christ's witness.
我们将祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.